One of the hardest things to admit is how very often we're deceived. How often and how easily we're deceived. The age that we've just recently entered into has been unironically called the age of deception. It's the age of artificial intelligence in which our own eyes can very easily deceive us. Our own ears, our own minds, even our hearts, how much more easily they are able to be deceived. And not just that, not just my own faculties can fail me in this way, but that there can be another being who is actively seeking to deceive me. And this happens, for instance, every time we fall into sin. Every time that you fall into sin, you've been deceived. And our enemy, who is known in Scripture as the great deceiver, he is a being that is so much more intelligent than we are. But the way that the evil one operates is sometimes he'll allow a deception to go on for a long period, allow a person to remain in darkness. Other times, and maybe you've experienced it, because he's a prideful being. He's a prideful being. He'll lead us in deception just to the moment of the fall, and immediately after the fall, because he's a prideful being, he will let the curtain drop just so he can rub our face in it. And we recognize in that moment, and part of the shame is how we've been deceived by him. And that the enemy, this is the way that he always operates. He always operates in this manner. And it's hard for us to admit how often we are deceived. And the response to this, of course, can become one in which, well, can't trust anyone, can't trust anything. But that's not how the Lord has created us to be. We were created by the Lord as sheep. We were created as sheep. We were created both to learn how to follow, and in learning how to follow, how to lead as well. But built into our nature, everyone, is we were created as sheep. Part of our DNA as human beings is to follow. And so we're always seeking to do that. But Jesus, he has come into the world of deception and he has brought the truth. He himself, the truth of God that he has revealed to us, and he has come as the good shepherd. The good shepherd who comes to lead us that we might know and learn his voice and the way that he is, the way that he acts, that we might not be deceived, but that we might instead know him and know his life. Because the enemy comes as a false shepherd all the time. He comes as a shepherd, but it's a false shepherd. And he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Lord, the good shepherd, Jesus, comes that we might have life, and that we might have it to the full. And there are two things especially in which the Lord points us toward, and the church continually points us toward, that we might know the truth in Jesus and that we might follow him. And the first is silence and prayer. Be able to learn what the voice of Jesus sounds like, and when he speaks to you, as he does, when he speaks your name, what does it sound like? What is it when it's Jesus who is acting within your mind, within your heart, and to be able to discern that that is Jesus, and because that's Jesus, I will follow. Or to be able to discern, no, that's not how he acts. He's not pushy like that. Jesus isn't someone who is trying to smother my face in my sin and make me feel shame over it. That's not how he is. That's not his voice. To be able to learn his voice, and it requires silence and prayer. And everyone, there is no other way. There is simply no other way to learn the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, speaking to you. And it's in silence. But why is that so hard for us to remain in? And I speak with you here. That even we have silence and we turn on whatever it might be, even good things, nice Catholic podcast, or got to fill it with this or that. But we flee from silence. But it's only within the silence where the Lord, in the way that he speaks to us, can be heard. And also in prayer, Jesus promises us that when you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. You will come to hear his voice and you will come to know him. And everyone, if you hear that and you think, that's not true for me, you have been deceived. You are being deceived to believe that prayer, nah, prayer is too hard. It's not for me. I don't have time. You are being deceived. Do not listen to that voice, because it is not of God. It is not Jesus. He speaks to you. He pleads with your heart and he reaches out that you might know him, that you might know his life, and that you might know peace in him, that you might be able to follow him, and that you might be able to, having learned his voice and learning to follow him, learning to lead as well. And so prayer and silence, and also the saints. It's the saints where we see, and diving into their lives, where we see what it looks like. A life that is lived out with the two key things that are most important in seeing a life that is led by the truth, Jesus himself. It's humble charity. And that humble part, everyone, is really important. The enemy, our enemy, he can disguise himself in many ways, and he can even disguise himself when necessary in acts of charity. But the one thing he is incapable of doing, simply incapable in his being, is doing anything out of true humility. And when we see the saints and when we see their lives, we see what that life looks like of someone who is following Jesus in humble charity. And it also helps us to be able to look and say, yes, Jesus is the one who I'm seeking after, and I'm seeking to listen to his voice and follow it. But there's also others in this world that I need to be able to listen to as well. And how do I learn that? How do I discern that? Are they ones who are seeking holiness? Are they ones in which you can look at their life and what they say, and what you recognize there is humble charity? Are their words and their actions marked by humble charity? That they're seeking, in other words, Jesus. That they are seeking to lead in the way of Christ himself as the Good Shepherd. That being able to discern this is being able to discern, where is Jesus and where is he speaking, so that, everyone, we might not be deceived, but that we might know him, his voice, and the way in which he leads us. Jesus, he comes to us, and this whole Sunday is lifted up to us as the Good Shepherd, because what he desires for our lives is to know him and to know the truth which sets us free, but the truth also in which it is filled with the life of him, that we might not be deceived, but that we might instead live in the light of the truth and learn as well in our own lives to lead others to that truth, Jesus Christ himself.